I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Facebook. Hello, Facebook. Hello, Facebook. Ahmaud Arbery. All of the work that I've done. Wake Black America up. Wake Black America up.
Now, okay, first order of business. I've been having a case of the guilties, and I wanted to take this to the court of gentlemen. Now, there's no possible way that I owe Candace Owens an apology, is there?
Fuck that.
Yo, it is crazy that you brought her name up, because I really didn't even want to say anything. I was having one of these, like, super bummed out black dad days where, like, none of my kids is in the house. So I'm just, like, watching trap videos all day and shit. You know,
Sada Baby.
On World Star. You know, Sada Baby, the Wait, album cuts.
You mentioned World Star?
Yeah.
That's a running theme of this show.
A primary news source.
No, sir. I'm so proud, man. Like,
it's a running theme of my life.
Most knows what a computer is. Erica's online. D'Angelo knows how to use emojis.
Evolution.
I can't
Evolution.
Believe this is happening. Nice.
But check it, Candace Owens, I'm watching this thing. She was having, it was an interview, the Candace Owens Show. She was interviewed. Who's this?
Mark Lamont Hill.
Mark Lamont Hill. Thank you, Quality.
Shout out to Mark Lamont Hill. That was a terrible decision, by the way.
I saw it too. Go ahead.
So I couldn't get through it because I was like, one, if she doesn't appear to possess the capacity, at least in public, on public platforms, to just be like, you know what? I said some things that I believe, but if they hurt people, and if they have hurt people, I apologize. You know, just to be graceful about it. She's like doubling down on this thing, and it's like, she feels like a mascot for colonial interest in America today. Somebody that's being propped up as more than she really is, at least to our communities, you know? Now, I'm not to say that, you know, she's any less black. Some people might disagree with me on that, but...
Joe Biden would disagree.
Donnell does too, apparently. But hold up, finish this point.
I think that she has certain talking points that are misguided, at least, and at the most extreme, it's like she's a puppet for colonial American interests. And people think that colonialism stops at just, like, taking over people's land. That's just, like, the first step. The full progression of colonialism is to turn people into versions of themselves that are not their true selves, and to make them subscribe to these standards of selfhood that have nothing to do with who they really, really are. I find people like her to be more entertainment products than they are actual pundits or even as passionate about these issues as they put on to be.
The fact that she was started out the conversation with Mark Lamont, what's his name, Mark Lamont Hill?
Yeah.
She starts a conversation out with him about the heinous murder of George Floyd, and somehow it spins into a rant about deregulation. I don't believe it, anything this woman says.
Well, so for some context, Candace Owens, when she was in high school, sued her high school for discrimination.
and the NAACP took up her cause.
Welcome to the Midnight Miracle. Pleasure, the peculiar history of Candace Owens, as told by Talib Kweli. This should be fair.
Candace Owens, who proudly identifies as an Uncle Tom based on an actual quote of hers, was born in Stamford, Connecticut. Her paternal grandfather was born in North Carolina, making her a descendant of enslaved Africans who were brought to America in chains. She attended the University of Rhode Island, but she has no degree. In 2007, when she was 17 years old, she received a series of racist death threats via text message from the 14-year-old son of a prominent Stanford politician. She sued the Stanford Board of Education for racial discrimination, and with the help of the NAACP, she was awarded $37,500 in a settlement.
And she was like, thanks, niggers.
Later in 2017, Candace Owens called the NAACP one of the worst groups for black people.
So?
And before Kanye started fucking with her, she had trolled me on Twitter like 3 months
that
before.
What Kanye started doing what?
Kanye wrote a tweet saying, I like the way Candace Owens thinks. And that's how she blew up. She wasn't on a national stage until Kanye wrote that tweet. About 2-3 months before then, white supremacists would often tag her while they were trolling me on Twitter. And then she invited me to a debate. And she was like, you're too scared to debate me. And when she did that, I got called a nigger and a monkey every day for like 2 weeks.
Oh, you got my tweets?
Yes.
That's good. I'm just kidding.
So she's very, very problematic. She works for Turning Point USA, which is a white nationalist, white supremacist organization. But let's back up a bit. In 2015, Candace started a liberal anti-Trump website called Degree 180. On this site, she called Donald Trump a racist and criticized his penis size while writing things like, it is good news that the Republican Tea Party will eventually die off peacefully in their sleep, we hope.
Yikes.
In 2016, Candace Owens started a Kickstarter campaign to raise money for what she described as an anti-bullying site called Social Autopsy to expose people who anonymously harassed others online. While that may seem honorable on the surface, posting private information online is called doxing.
Mental illness.
Owens was ultimately doxed herself in retaliation. Right-wingers were able to convince Candace Owens that the Democrats were behind her doxing, and Candace, in her own words, became a conservative overnight. In her new role as a mouthpiece for black conservatives, Candace Owens became a darling of the right wing. She began to be presented on Fox News and InfoWars as a prominent black voice. Between 2017 and 2019, Candace Owens was the communications director for Turning Point USA, a conservative pro-Trump organization.
Yikes.
Turning Point USA and its founder, Charlie Kirk, have been noted by watchdog groups as having affiliations with white supremacist politicians and organizations. Candace Owens once stated that she learned more about black history from Charlie Kirk than from black people.
I like to get my black history from white supremacists as well. Fuck out of here.
She got fired for saying that Hitler was perfectly fine until he tried to take over the world, saying Hitler was a national socialist.
But if Hitler just wanted to make Germany great and have things run well, okay, fine. Problem is that he wanted to globalize. I don't really have an issue with nationalism. I really don't.
Him putting Jews enough in Germany, and that was fine.
Those are domestic issues. It was his foreign policy that really had everybody up in arms.
That's exactly right. You know how Nazis are anti-globalists. So she was trying to make an anti-globalist argument, but she ended up just saying, you know, Hitler is not that bad.
Wake Black America up.
Inspired by her newfound fame, Candace Owens started an organization called Blexit, which was designed to get black people to leave the Democratic Party and join the GOP. In 2018, Candace Owens falsely claimed that the NRA was founded as a civil rights organization that protected black people from the KKK.
Yikes.
In 2019, while referring to Ahmaud Arbery, the unarmed black man killed while jogging in Georgia by an ex-police officer, Candace Owens said, "Please stop with the just a jogger bullshit narrative. Avid joggers don't wear khaki shorts and stop to break into people's homes."
Who is this person? I don't even like to say certain people's names because it gratifies a certain level of attention that they're trying to gain
Candyman,
for themselves.
Candyman, Candyman, Candyman.
Yeah, you know, Candace Owens, Candace Owens, Candace Owens.
You believe that too?
Seriously, it's like, you know, and I think that they're professional polemicists. So they're not really interested in being wrong or right, per
it's
se.
Just being heard.
Just winning.
Being heard and treating every conversation that they have on issues as like a win or loss debate scenario.
No, you're right. She wanted to debate me. That's the first thing she went to.
She wanted to date you? Say
debate,
what now?
Debate. You were saying she went. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's that debate. It's not right or wrong. It's debate me.
Wake Black America up.
June of 2020, Candace Owens said that George Floyd, an unarmed black man killed by police in Minneapolis after an officer kneeled on his neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, was a violent criminal and that she was sickened at the idea of him being held up as a martyr.
Mental illness.
To drive this point home, Owens started a GoFundMe not for George Floyd's family, but for Michael Dykes, a white restaurant owner in Alabama who lost his business after being outed for calling George Floyd a thug while texting with Candace Owens. After the GoFundMe raised over $200,000, GoFundMe shut down the fundraiser, citing the violent and hateful racism that permeated the comments section of the campaign.
Wake Black America up. Wake Black America up.
So the verdict is no apology, right?
I mean, what did you say? Because you didn't care if, George Floyd kicked her in her stanky pussy?
I did say that. But I also conceded that I don't know if her pussy stinks or not, but that I was guessing that it probably does stink. Would you like to know what I think it smells like?
Halibut cheeks.
I'm just guessing.
Faison loves feet. Ted, I don't know Faison Love. I enjoyed him on Friday. He said Dave Chappelle was the wackest comedian on earth.
He said ever, ever, ever. I threw my Mark Twain prize in the Ohio River after he said
it. So obviously, the lesson that I'm learning here is that to apologize is to show a sign of weakness.
No.
I'm a huge fan of apologies. I think apologies are one of the cornerstones of civilization.
I'm sorry about those nigger monkey tweets. Okay, now in comedy, this is a often spoken but unwritten rule. You shouldn't apologize for jokes. It's a very bad precedent to set. It's like Rachel Maddow crying on the news. Bitch, if you cry about one story, you're gonna have to cry about all these shits. It's a tough one, man. The humanist in me doesn't want to make any of it personal. And the other thing is, of course, the kicking someone in the pussy was a reference to a joke I said about a woman that lied and got Emmett Till murdered. So I evoked that imagery when referring to her because I feel like what she was doing was cruel and dangerous and completely opposite of any black woman I've ever met in my life. You know, we're a matriarchy, black men. We raised by our mothers, the grandma's hands, all that shit. We used to women, oddly enough, as protectors and nurturers. And she was the opposite of that. It's like seeing your sister standing with your enemies saying, yes, yes, whoop his ass. It's what it felt like.
You know, it's not illegal to be an asshole.
You know, it's not. But the George Floyd comments contextually, I think, were particularly cruel.
Completely coarse. And it wasn't the first time that she made some coarse statements like that. She made the same statements around Ahmaud Arbery. But I fully believe, and you would never get a person like that on a public platform or even in a private space to admit that they're a puppet. and that this is their gig. You got to follow the money. And what else, you know, what else does she, what is her other vocation? If this is her gig, being a talking head or being a panelist or invited to speak at schools or having a show or having books, then it's like it's suspect.
She speaks in front of Congress when Congress is trying to decide whether or not they should make certain white supremacist groups terrorist organizations. They brought Candace Owens to speak. When Mike Pence wanted to speak about George Floyd,
because
he spoke to Candace
Owens. Because she's on their team. Of course they're going to pick somebody that don't look like them to repeat their interest to make it be like, see, even Coon Bunny knows.
Right.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, there's money in that.
There's a lot of money in that.
And white establishment figures and white, white, quote-unquote, white interest groups, that's the tactic that they use all the time. Let's find somebody from the, quote-unquote, opposing side that thinks like us so we can mitigate the argument of the people who are opposing us. It's like, you know, well, Candace is black, and Candace is, you can see she's very concerned about black issues, and she doesn't feel that way at all. And I think that black people need to take a real look at blah, 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 malarkey, hogwash, enough. There's too much going on in the world. And the people that really got the answers are a lot younger than Candace Owens. And they don't be, you know, trying to make an industry out of this shit, trying to make a cottage industry out of themselves, being like, you know, quote unquote, thought leaders for black issues or, you know, black America. I just think that she's a photogenic person with a decent TVQ that represents white interests with a black face.
Bars.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You know, we used to do every year, we'd get all the Senate press reps would come and they'd come to the show and they'd sit and we would do a seminar. They would say, like, you know, we were trying to get their bosses on the show, senators, congresspeople. And they would always say, like, how can our boss have a successful interview on The Daily Show? Like, what could we do that would make it a successful interview? And I would go, you know what I would do is I would have them come on the show. And then what I would tell them to do is I would have them say what they believe.
Right.
And then I would say what I believe about what they believe. And then we'd go from there. And then they would all look at me like, so you're saying that the strategy is authenticity? And I'd be like,
oh my God,
it's not a strategy, motherfucker. I'm telling you, just tell me what you fucking think, just for once.
But watching it, even though when the person is a clear idiot, you still had a kindness in your approach to, like, not make them look stupid.
Jerobi, are you talking about my episode?
No. But that's the whole problem with what Malcolm Hill did with Candace Owens that we were talking about earlier, is that...
I was laughing of Malcolm Hill if he was sat there and talked to her and kept going... Do you smell something? Do you smell anything?
But see, even that pussy joke to me is more effective than Mark Lamont Hill sitting down and trying to be like, but Candace, but why? But why Candace?
Here's why you were so effective, though, in what you said about Candace Owens. Because they've held you up as an avatar of truth-telling. Because you're willing to speak your art in the way that you want to speak it. So their whole thing is we're censored, right? As always, the right is always the victim in any conversation. In a time of racial unrest where 400 years of, you know, degradation, they want to make themselves the victim of this moment. But the Candace Owens thing, right? So her life is provocation. Her brand is provocation. That's how she makes her money. They're not about free speech because they always somehow end up in Berkeley. They're there to troll. It's not a genuine offer of argument and exchange of ideas. It's a provocation and a troll that's meant to increase brand recognition. You come out and you give her the greatest opening you can to create provocation and conversation, brand recognition, but because of who you are, what was her response?
She took the knee.
That's right. She took the knee. And that's what I mean. When you address that in that straightforward manner with credibility that's been earned, all they can do is take the knee.
Because she's not going to troll her way out of that one.
Right. Because you weren't trolling her. You read her who she was.
She's the worst. I can't think of a worse way to make money. She's the most articulate idiot I've ever seen in my fucking life. She's so articulate, she tell you how fucking stupid she is precisely.
Anybody that wants to believe what she said is absolutely wrong.
On her lighter note, before I forget, I know this is a 180, but dude, what I've heard of the reunion album.
Oh, the Black Star album.
The 20 years overdue reunion album. I wanted to shed a freaking tear, man.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Like,
that's beautiful.
Wait, Trauma, do you have the album? That TMT is the perfect song to go out on today because it's just thematically correct. And by the way, Candace Owens, I'm sorry I called you articulate. Midnight Miracle.
Automatic is a trail of tears. I write this way, triumph hill. The road so dark, be the light. Shed the light into the dark road. The light is not afraid, that part. Gang, gang, variation, theme team. The local dream time always. The address on Spectrum Road. From the rivers of the shore rail. Sense over sensation. Sweating on a hot template. Tiny cell panorama. The silence of the clarion call. Waveforms and bird songs. Recognition is invitation. Grace a gift you couldn't earn.
Makes you
thanks
wonder.
Again, report the work.
Makes you wonder what the world
now for free freedom. How you made it, ask yourself.
Really
look
is.
To everything that you desire. Look at the condition that it's put you in. Through the honest math, pass the figures. Pass the fixes, friendly neighbor. Freshest labor, Mary's native. Local time, all ages. Forever is a current event. Life on this side is quick. Trade trick, sorcerer, insecure, synonym. Frankenstein trying to get it strange. Ain't the source matter strange enough? I heard Dylan say turn it up. I heard him twice when he said it first. And that's automatic. Everything is not for sale. Everybody. Cocaine, cracker, there were honky socks. Trailer, bar, trash, can, trap house. All top, all black, anything. TNT, fuck white supremacy. Cocaine, cracker, there were honky socks. Trailer, bar, trash, can, trap house. Starlight, all black, anything. TNT, fuck white supremacy. CMC.
TMT.
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 TMT. Yikes.
Mental illness. We bring the noise, you break the gentle stillness. The trap door in the city is cat cool. We with the shits, no need for the back and forth.
It's a trap, I'm sure of it.
Scared committed to it. The belief you're superior to the darker races just means you inferior and live in darker places. God's amazing, we artists, this ain't a product placement, huh? Love is a spiritual technology. I give it up to God when they clap for me. I love to give credit where the credit due. It's beautiful, it's the struggle faced by the destitute. We celebrate diversity with carnivals and festivals. White supremacy automatically going against us, huh? Your third eye is the point of entry, huh? Automatic like a reply from a hipster, automatic as a pointer sister, huh? Try to conquer us with the pestilence, huh? This is common, it's black excellence, huh? They reward it for mediocrity, huh? I ain't begging for my equality, no. I'm too big to fail. Grab the bull by the horn, and wag the dog by the tail. The old Jesus in jail, the millennials is for sale. Am I dreaming of doing demons have tentacles and scales, huh? Automatic, automatic, cause it's static. This a trust exercise like falling backwards. Gotta trust with you guys and we gon' catch you. And that's automatic, automatic, automatic. Automatic, automatic. Everything is not for sale. Everybody pays the price.
Yikes.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.